Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with T. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Hope you guys are doing well.
Device is ready for connected.
What's going on, guys? It's Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Hope you are encouraged wherever you are. I hope that you are enjoying your evening. And tonight I just want to come and talk just a little bit. I'm unsure about how long I might stay on tonight. That might just be a little bit. We'll see how everything goes, but I hope you guys are encouraged. I hope you guys are blessed wherever you guys are. You know, so much has been going on, and if you were here with me on the other night, I kind of just spoke about waiting on the Lord. What's going on, William? William, if you're out there. Hey, what's up, William? What's going on? What's going on? You know, so tonight I'm going to talk about staying in tune with God and also being connected. I think like one of the biggest things that we have to do in this season is to stay connected with one another. You know, we're all going through so much right now, and I'm just trying to stay encouraged, and hopefully you guys are encouraged wherever you guys are. But staying in tune, you know, I think I've spoken about this. Sometimes we have to reiterate some things. Sometimes we might get it the first time. Sometimes we might get it the first time. And there might be some times we might not actually get what God's trying to say to us. But hold on a second. Got to turn the fan on because it is just a little bit too warm up in here. But there you guys go. I need some air. Whew. But the other day, guys, I released something on my page, and I waited because, you know, like I've shared before that, you know, our family, we've been experiencing some things in this season with a number of deaths. And so I waited for a while, and I felt led to go ahead and share it. So I actually wrote my first book. I've actually had it for some years, but I finally published it and had it published. And that's going to be a story within itself. But tonight I want to talk about being connected and staying connected. Something happens when you stay connected, you know, and it could be so much, I'm not saying easy, easier to go through what I'm going through and just say, you know, I'm just going to do it my way. I'm going to deal with life on my way. But sometimes we might miss God because we're trying to do things our way rather than go through the process. Sometimes the process is not easy, but the process is necessary. Sometimes the process of going through, you know, it's like this. I heard T.D. Jakes say on someone's clip, and he was telling the person to enjoy the journey. Instead of just focusing on when I get to this destination, I'm going to do this. When I get to that place, enjoy the whole moment. Enjoy the moment of going through the process of getting to your destination. Enjoy every second of it. And every second of it, there are going to be some highs and there are going to be some lows. You know, there are going to be some some mountaintop experiences. There can be some valley experiences. But in each experience, through the heartache, through the pain, guess what? There's a teachable learning moment if we allow ourselves to actually go through the process and actually learn. You know, so tonight, because I want to talk with you guys, it'll be like staying in tune with God. Now, I know on some Thursday nights I bring people on, but tonight I just felt led to just do it a different thing tonight. You know, which I don't mind bringing people on. So if you want to come on, just share what God has been doing in your life during your pandemic. We can do that while we're talking about staying in tune with God. But I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes the issue, and sometimes you have to reiterate things sometimes to make sure you get it. Sometimes the issue is not hearing from God, but staying consistent where you can hear his voice daily. See, sometimes we allow the things we go through to dictate whether we're having a good day, whether we're having a bad day, whether we believe we're going to hear from God or whether we're not. We allow things around us to dictate rather than saying, you know what, I'm going to believe that God is going to speak to me, and I'm going to believe that, period. It's not a matter of this person says this or if that person says this. No, I'm going to choose to believe. Listen, Matthew 6:33 says what? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hey, Trina, what's going on, Trina? What's going on with you, girl? Hope you're having a good night tonight. Hope you're having a good night tonight. You know, hey. You know, I'm going to tell you this. I believe that whole thing about staying tuned with God, I believe God's trying to get our attention. Now, the key is, are we going to allow him to have our attention? Are we going to allow him to have his way and to have our attention in this season? So tonight, you know, there are many things that have been going through my mind, but I'm encouraged about this. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The question is, God, staying in tune with God, who are we seeking? Who are we seeking? Because, you know, what a man treasures, that's where his heart is going to be. Where a man's treasure is, where his treasure, what he believes to be treasure, that's where his heart is going to be. So staying in tune with God, who are you in tune with? Are you in tune with your own desires or everything you want to do? Are you in tune with what God's trying to do and say to you in your life? What's going on? Hey, Mom, how you doing? Just doing this a little differently today, this Thursday. But first part tonight, guys, I'm going to say this. I believe that God is cleaning up house. In other words, he's showing us ourselves. In this season, I don't know about you, but I believe that in this season, he's showing us those places, those things within us that we need to work on and we need to change and we need to surrender. One thing I have to say is this, you know, no man is perfect. You know, God wants us to focus on him. He wants us to get it together. What things do we need to do that we can do to get back on track with what God is trying to do in our lives? What can we do? What can we do? You know, and really honestly, guys, things that are taking first place in his eyes and his sight. I know I've said this, but I do say this. I do believe that it is a process, and we have to be willing to commit to the process. Some things come quicker than others, but God wants to be number one in our lives. He wants to be number one. And, you know, and whatever is keeping us from moving forward, I feel like God's saying, look, get rid of those idols. Get rid of those idols. Seek me. Seek my face. It's not whatever it is that you think that you want. Listen, the things this world will pass away. You know, and we're not going to always be here, but the question is, what do we do now? You know, so many different things are vying for our time. So many different things are competing for our time. Even some relationships or friendships that we have are competing with our time, because sometimes people want 100% of you. So have you ever experienced that? Friendships where they want 100% of you, 100%. They have your attention 24/7. It's like, look, you know, God's saying, look, idols, you know, things, whatever's coming against your time with God and him doing, and you spending that time with him, you know, staying in tune with God tonight, you know, and hopefully this is encouraging you, and not only staying in tune, staying connected. You know, guys, you know, God's given us his grace and mercy, and I think I've shared this before, you know, but staying in tune with God and that whole thing also I'm spinning around with being connected with God. You know, connection is so important. You know how it is when you make a connection with someone? When you make a connection with someone and you and that connection is there and you know it, the person knows it, that bond is set and no one can break that bond. God wants us to become connected like that. He wants us to become connected, where we're connected to God, we're connected to his word, we're connected to what he's trying to do in our lives. So I believe that in this season, God is saving his people. Some people he's calling back home. He's calling some people home. Look, hey, it's time for you to come back home right now. And sometimes we're wondering, Lord, how come this person has left? How come that person has left? This void is here. But guess what? When it's time to come, it's time. When it's time to go, it's time to go. But I believe that God is saving his people. He wants us to do what he's called us and has created us to do. You know, 2 Corinthians 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. You know, listen, God wants to heal our land. He wants to heal our land. He wants to heal your land. We have to be willing to allow him to do that. We have to be willing to allow him to do that. Now we'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. You know, God is saving his people. And sometimes we might wonder, like, well, how come we keep on talking about the same thing over and over sometimes? Sometimes we need reiteration. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves. Because, listen, everything is vying for our attention, whether it's the situations we're going through, whether it's the people who are coming to our lives. That's become so important that we understand who we are connected to. The other night, last week I was speaking to the Dry Bones speaking, prophesying to those dreams, those plans that were lying dormant, speaking and saying that those things will come to pass, that God is going to bring his word to pass what those dreams, those things you thought were dead, those dreams, desires, God's going to raise those things up. But I want you to tell you this too. While those things are happening, while God is speaking these things, I want you to also understand that the enemy is also there. And the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So you might be saying, oh, this person came back into my life after all these years. And then you realize, okay, was this God or was this not God? So you guys have to understand that sometimes, you know, when God's speaking these words and he gives us these words, the enemy hear these things. And the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Whatever space you give him, he will come. But, you know, God is saving his people. God is saving his people. He's trying to save his people because it is time for us to do what we've been called, we've been purposed to do. Now, the question is, do we return as they're lifting these bans and these different restrictions in different places nationwide and different counties are doing it differently, states are doing it differently in some places, you know, do we run back to life, trying to make life as it was before, the former normal, the former normal, the way things were before? I think we've already talked about this. We've already said that most of us have said that there's like this new normal that we're experiencing now, where things are not quite the same because we've gone through some things, we've gone through some changes. But do we just run back to doing things the way they were? I feel like in this season, you know, we've experienced heartache, we've experienced some highs, and we've experienced some lows. And I believe that also God has allowed us to draw closer to him through the things we've gone through in this season. And I just want to encourage you out there tonight not to let go, not to forget. And again, this is not going to be a long thing. This is not going to be a long hour. I just want to come through. And I think that I'm going to do what my mama has suggested to me to do before. And sometimes you got to listen. Sometimes you got to listen. So I'm going to take a rest. No, but I just wanted to come through tonight. And I just wanted to encourage you guys to stay in tune with God, to stay connected. This is not a long hour broadcast tonight. This is going to be really, really short. And I'd really encourage you, like I'm going to do, make some time just to hear what God has to say to you. You know, God wants us, he wants 100%. He wants 100% of our hearts, 100% of our souls. And we've got to be willing to do what he's called us to do. You know, what's going on, Robert? So tonight, staying connected, staying in tune with God. You know, God saved, definitely saved his people. Psalm 103, verse 13. I'm going to get through the whole hour tonight. I'm going to cut this slow, this short. Psalm 103, verse 13, it says this. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Let me tell you this. God has compassion for you. He has compassion for me. God wants to save you. Not only does God want to save you, God is restoring business. Restoration has finally come. You know, God wants to heal you, and he wants you to choose him. He's chosen you. But then you got to say yes. You got to say yes, Lord. So you got to say yes to being connected to God. You have to say yes, Lord, I want to be connected. I want you to use me. So have your way in my life. And listen to this. God is calling you. So pay attention to the signs around you. Pay attention to things that you are experiencing this season. Listen, hear, do. Spend time with God. So I want to encourage you before I get ready to leave tonight to pay attention to the signs around you. Listen, hear, and do. Spend time with God wherever you are tonight, wherever you are in your walk with the Lord. Spend time with him. Spend time with him. You know, don't come out of this pandemic and say, okay, let me go and become busy being over here, being over there. Listen, if you haven't learned anything, people are passing away left and right. They're returning back home. Remember, we're just here for a season. We're just here for a season and for a reason. And when that time has come, we will all take that journey to return back home. But right now, guys, I also encourage you, do what it is that God is telling you to do in the way he's leading you to do it. Stay in tune with God. Stay connected with God. Don't allow the things of this world and the things that you say, I want to have this. I want to have that. Don't allow those things to keep you from doing what God has called you to do. So I just want to encourage you with that tonight. With that, I'm going to take this rest. Like my mom has suggested earlier, I'm going to take this rest. But I just want to encourage you tonight. Stay in tune with God. Stay connected. And guys, come on Sunday morning. I have the word to preach with you. See you guys. We're going to try this week from 11 to 12. I'm going to try 11 to 12 and see if more people can try this different time. And as our ministry is beginning to blossom and things like that and beginning to grow, we're going to see what's the best time for everyone so far until I eventually have my actual building. But I praise God and I thank God for you guys. And if you guys get a chance, check out my book, A Poet's Heart. It's available on Amazon, and it's also on Kindle. It's on electric book, whatever. So you can go to Amazon. You can purchase them either way. Hey, McCollum, how are things going well? So I'm about to call it evening tonight. There's a short one, but I just wanted to encourage you guys to stay tuned with God, stay connected, and don't allow anything to break that connection that you have with God. This is not the season to play. Let's get it right. God bless you. Be encouraged, and I will see you again on Sunday.
What's going on?